to save our souls and to heal the sick. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence and your power, miracle power that is here tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice to be saved and to be healed tonight. Let the land of Suhum never be the same again by the power of God. Thank you. Send angels into this crusade, Lord, and touch the lives of many. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. We bind demonic presence
with
every devil that is operating
here.
We curse their activities and we bind them and we throw them out in the name of
Jesus,
Savior of the world.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. If not, just keep standing for a few minutes. I want to thank the pastors, our apostle, the apostle of the Church of Pentecost,
one of the
trustees, chairman,
Pentecost, I'm sorry, I know what I say.
And all the pastors of
Suhum,
thank you for supporting the crusade
and
putting your weight behind the crusade. Without the pastors welcoming us, we cannot come here. So we thank you. God bless you. And God bless Suhum and God bless the churches here. Amen.
Amen.
Are you expecting your great miracle tonight? Acts chapter 10 and verse 38.
Says,
how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Said ye Onyankopon Esra Yesu Kristo engo ewo honkonkru tumim ene tumi ankasasum na ofrie na of na ofrie di se okọ no akoye enepa no wosa enyare dom nyina yare efise na ewurade nyankopon eka.
Tonight I am preaching about Jesus will do you good.
Enimre me kasam a efa se Yesu Kristo obeye wo yie.
Jesus will do something good in your life.
Yesu Kristo ebeye adepa bi ewo abrabom.
The Bible says Jesus went about doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. And tonight, he's here to do something good for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Mark chapter 5,
the
Bible says there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. She was bleeding for 12 good years. Tonight, every problem that has been there for a long time is ending on this ground in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
She had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had, but was not improving, but rather grew worse.
Was saying the nipenina, Ewa Ashefo and Sam, na and Wachinus also no Amano Enya and the Pebian Fim, Nemo, or Sayana, Iguso Essay.
This story is very important because Jesus sent us to be witnesses. That means people who describe what happened, what they know, what they've seen. So what happened between Jesus and this woman is very important for all of us because Jesus sent us to be witnesses. He said, you shall be my witnesses. You will go and describe what happened.
Na asemwe ehu hia efiri se Yesu asoma yesa na dancefo adansefo no kire se ye na ye hunu ne na ne ye wo ho aye tri de wo ye ene ne osi ye nyina nti wasoma yesa ye nkoye na dancefo na ye nkoma nipa nyina hunu de oni Kristo waye.
So when Jesus met this woman, she had been suffering with different doctors and different ideas about what should be done.
Na sa obei ehia Yesu no enu akini na wabrɛ ewo ahwefo ne adokotafo nsɛm ene adwene nkɔfo de ma no yesei ebeboa wo ne nyina mu no emwa bia afiri mu anyɛden ama ansa na obehia Yesu.
Whenever a sickness or a problem lasts for a long time, it becomes always a financial problem as well.
Sɛ yade bi ebeka wo so ema ne kyɛ na yentimi enso ano a
every sickness that lasts a long time becomes a financial problem. The woman has spent all her money. Tonight, every financial problem is going to be cured and restored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press and touched him. Whatever you hear affects you. Faith comes by hearing. Oh yes. Faith comes by hearing. And this woman heard of Jesus. And when she heard of Jesus, she immediately had faith. Now in the Old Testament, the priests garments were anointed.
Na ye ko apam dada ni mu a asofo no entade no na yasra ne ngo.
So she knew, because she had heard about it, that if Jesus had power, the power would also be in his clothes.
E bi se wonim na wasaso ate ese se Yesu Kristo owo tumi dia ene tumi no so e bi betumi awon atade ni.
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
And so She knew that she couldn't talk to Jesus, but she had a plan that if she can touch the hem of his garment, the power that she knew was in the priest's garment would also be in Jesus' clothes. And when she touches his garment, power would come into her body and she would be healed.
Now when you say, sɛ ɔde ne nsa ka Yesu Kristo atadeɛ no ano a ne yareɛ no ano yie ɛbɛba ɛfiri sɛ na wɔnim sɛ asɔfoɔ no atadeɛ no na tumi wom sɛ na tumi wɔ asɔfoɔ no atadeɛ mu deɛ a ɛne Yesu so atadeɛ no tumi wom nti sɛ ɔbɔ ne homɔ de ne nsa ka deɛ a ɛneɛ ne yareɛ no ano yie ɛbɛba.
The secret of miracles is the anointing.
Ɛhintasɛm a ɛfa anwanwadeɛ ho ɛyɛ.
Oh yes. The Bible says God anointed Jesus. So Jesus was anointed with anointing. And with power to fight everyone that is oppressed of the devil.
So
oh yes. Every work of the devil in your life is broken by the anointing. You see, when the anointing is there, the works of the devil are destroyed. One time we were in
Obuasi,
and we had a crusade. And there was, I don't know whether he was a witch doctor or what he was. But I saw some people chasing a chicken. And they said, the man has turned into a chicken. And the people were chasing the chicken.
So
they chased the chicken. And I don't know if they caught it. Every work of the devil will be exposed. We were in, I think, Pasa.
And
somebody changed into a snake.
Obi Adani,
in the front. Remember that one?
Mukai.
Also in the front. Whatever devil is working, it is broken. One day, one of my church members gave a lift in a car
to
a young lady who was at the church.
That could be Obi or man sorry if I will be tonight came the papa no ye ababa wa kuma no wa sorry ni.
She didn't know the name of the person.
Now
she didn't
we know who it was.
But because it was around the church, she gave her lift.
Now and I'm saying any pan wo a sorry ni hobby bintino or man the crime and it came.
And the girl was sitting at the back of the car.
Now Obano at the car no echiri.
As they were going,
Omokono,
they reached a traffic light.
And traffic light.
She said that she didn't know why the girl didn't say anything in the car. When she turned, there was nobody in the car.
No be
yes. She has vanished.
Why?
There are entities. They are wizards and witches. Evil powers of Satan. Manifesting. And through the anointing. The Bible says God anointed Jesus to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. The devil that is working in your life will be forced to come out today in the name of Jesus. That girl vanished from the car. Because he was not a human being. The Bible says we should be careful to entertain strangers because some have entertained angels unawares. There are supernatural beings that are like human beings, but they are not human beings.
If you say be more adjective above also about now, you are Hunambi, a Kikaya Hua, a Yahoo to me Hunama, Mabakaya, and you say be by was Oshi.
Tonight, whatever power is in your house,
to me be around,
in your yard, in your environment, in the name of Jesus, it is bowing to the name of Jesus. Satan will not be able to stay with you any longer. The Bible says when Jesus met this woman, her problems were many.
na ne how a dozen
bleeding
ne moje tuno.
That is gynecological diseases
and na so for aka no eh ayase eyare
women's diseases
emayade.
Yes, and then financial problems.
Afeso so yade no edisika somehow abeto no so.
Yes. Number 3, social problems.
Yade no amani pa agani afi ni nchen.
In those days they have not invented pad.
Sa abre no na omu ni de ma de share won ase. Ediso moja.
Oh yes. I don't know what they were using.
Minim de no omu de yes ade.
For 12 years.
Ono de ani de enfie dumienu.
One of the smelling things in the world is blood.
Ade ba kwa etunka na bon.
Oh, yeah, especially old blood.
And can't the ache.
This woman, when she comes, you don't even have to see her. When you smell, you know that she's around. Tonight, every social problem of your life, God is healing you and delivering you. Now, this woman said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment and make some contact with anointing. I shall be made whole. Tonight, I want you to know that the anointing is a real thing. You know, in 1988, I was here in Suhum at the hospital. And God opened a window in heaven. And something came unto me. I felt it. I felt it entering into me. I was 25 years old. And I heard a voice saying to me, from today, you can teach. Just here. The anointing was real. And the effect of the anointing is something that I have seen over the years. Tonight, there is an anointing here to touch your life. There are many ways by which the anointing can touch you. The commonest way is by laying on of hands. When hands are laid on you, that is the traditional and customary way for transmitting power in the church. One of the things that COVID-19 seeks to do is to take away the ability to transmit power in the church. By touching the person. One day I was in Nigeria.
That could be number one, Nigeria.
We had a crusade. And usually I lay hands on the people
after.
But there was a guy who was not, he was trying to come and they were preventing him. He just wanted me to lay hands. Eventually he came. And then I think the next day He came to give a testimony. How God healed him when hands were laid on him. And he was pointing to the person who was preventing him from coming onto the stage. This is the main way by which anointing can touch your life. But what the enemy doesn't know is that God has alternative ways to transmit the power and anointing into your life to heal you. One of the ways is without even touching you. Jesus met a centurion. And the centurion said, don't bother to come to my house. Speak the word. Just speak a word. From here to here. And my servant will be healed in the house. Tonight, wherever you are standing, as the word of God is coming to you, the power of God is coming to you to save you and to heal you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another way is not by laying on of hands, but by touching the hem of the garment. Yes. Yes. By touching the garment. I believe that an anointed person's clothes are also anointed. Yes. But you see, it depends on your faith. When the people came near Jesus, Jesus said, somebody has touched me. But the disciples said to Jesus, I mean, that was a little rude, but they were saying to him that, can you not see a lot of people around? Why do you say that somebody has touched you? Of course, somebody has touched you, because people are touching people. Everybody is touching everybody. So why do you say somebody has touched you?
Now, obedience is a kind of yes, Christ will kind of show for you, and say, where do you know, and can you hear Casa Chichi Kakra? Say, now, Ura, why wouldn't you say, pardon, and me, I now what cast obedience I count with you? I had the obedience I become to you, I had the obedience I count with you. Obedience I count.
In Christianity, we operate by faith. If you believe something, it will work for you. If you believe something, it will work for you. If you believe that the clothes of an anointed person has anointing, it will work for you. That is why when the woman touched the hem of his garment, Jesus said, somebody, somebody with faith touched me. And through the faith, the power started moving into her body. Tonight, what you believe is what is saving you. You will not go to heaven because of your education. You will not go to heaven because you went to school. You go to heaven because of your faith. As many as believe in him, he gave them power. When you believe in something, power is following that something you believe. When you believe in something, power follows the belief. When I was here in Suhum, I believe that God touched me. And power has followed that thing. All these years. Oh yes. Power.
To me.
And tonight, the power of Jesus is here. Now, the woman suddenly felt something.
Na se se oba no so ebenya tenka se bibi as.
Yes.
I
she felt the power of God.
Onya tenka eye onyankopon to me.
The power of God can be felt.
Onyankopon to me no obetime nyemu atenka.
You see people, what is in the Bible is what is in the Bible. She actually felt something. Many times when people are being healed, they feel something. But you know, with feelings, sometimes if you are not educated, you cannot know that what you are feeling is something. You see, even with sickness, if you have not had malaria before, you will not know you are having
malaria.
But if you have had malaria before, when you feel malaria, even without going to the
doctor,
you will say, I feel malaria. Because you know it by feeling, by education, of experience. Yes. That is how the anointing is. If you haven't felt it before, you may feel something. I don't know what, maybe I'm feeling tired. But when you are feeling the anointing, you also need experience or even a certain alertness or a certain sensitivity to be able to detect that there is anointing here. Because anointing is real. I cannot do what I'm doing unless there is anointing. I cannot do what I'm doing except there is anointing. When I went to
Senegal,
they spread a rumor in town that a great magician has come to Dakar. I was known as a magician in Senegal. A magician who does miracles. Wow. Grand Marabu. It's the anointing that heals and that saves. Tonight, there is an anointing here. This woman, she felt it. She said, I can feel something. Something is happening to me. Sometimes people feel heat. They feel cold. They feel something. But they have a feeling, like I said, somebody said, I feel malaria. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yes, you are a suffer for Jesus.
There is a lady, I remember her name is Patricia.
Patricia.
She came to a church service.
Sorry.
They had an operation on her and they cut off her two tubes. Yes. So the doctor told her that you cannot have a baby again. Because he said he did the operation, they have cut off the tubes.
Doctor no catch and say, yet you chat and drop a few muni and
I was praying and she was sitting somewhere at the back. Because I asked her myself, did you feel something? She said, I felt something. I felt something in me. This woman who has no tubes and no ability to have a child, the following year, when I came back to that same church, I saw a woman holding a white swaddling clothes. She was holding a baby. She came on the stage. I want to show you the baby. She said, when you left, that was it. She remembers.
Okay.
She felt something. And the woman, without medicine, without tubes, declared by the doctor that you can never have a child, she gave birth exactly 1 year later. When she went to the hospital, the doctor diagnosed her as madness. So he called the psychiatrist, mental hospital, Pantang. He called them to take her there because she was saying that she's pregnant. But I said, you cannot be. I operated on you. I've removed the tubes. I did the operation. You cannot have a child.
Now, doctor, no friend, Panta for a doctor for Moshe Abodan for also said, I'm on my phone. I'm going to go. So, no one, papa, you know.
Her name is Patricia.
Patricia.
Tonight, whatever happened to the woman with the issue of blood that she was bleeding for 12 years, that power is here. Because Jesus is the same. Jesus is not dead. If he was dead, now that would be a different case. But Jesus is alive. Is your Jesus alive? Jesus rose from the dead. And he's moving around. He's healing. And he's saving. Tonight, the Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Tonight, every work of the devil in your life is breaking. The Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Every yoke, every pain, every chain, every bondage, it is broken because of the anointing. The anointing. Anointing you can feel. Anointing you can experience. Anointing that was on Jesus is here tonight. And to heal you and to set you free. Tonight, the first and greatest work that Jesus wants to do in your life is to wash away your sins. Oh, yes. Yes. Nobody understands why Jesus was 33 years and he gave himself to stop preaching. Oh, it is because he wanted to shed his blood so that his blood will be able to wash you from your sins. This is the greatest of all the miracles that Jesus did. It's the greatest miracle. Tonight, how many want this great miracle? Where your sins, your mistakes, and your bad things you have done will be washed away and thrown away because of the blood of the Son of God. On the last day, Jesus took a cup. He took a cup and he said, this is my blood.
No, can say yay enemy moja.
This is my blood.
Yay enemy moja.
Which is shed
ah,
for the remission of the sins of many.
Ama enipa dom nina bone.
Tonight,
enemy,
the blood of Jesus.
Yesu Kristo moja.
I see it flowing now. I see the blood.
Oh,
it's flowing from Calvary. For the whole world. And for you in Suhum. This is the great miracle of God. To save the world. From their sins. That was the miracle that Jesus did for billions. In one day. Tonight, if you know you are a sinner and you want Jesus who lifted the cup to wash away your sins with his blood, then lift up your hands. And I'm going to pray with those who have lifted their hands. Everybody should stand up, please. Everybody. This is a holy moment. This is the moment when the blood of Jesus is flowing for the salvation of all men. Especially for you tonight. Lift up your hand if you want salvation. And you want the blood of Jesus to wash you. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for your blood.
Thank you for your blood.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I come to the cross.
I come to the cross.
The cross of Jesus.
The cross of Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Forgive me. Say it loud. Forgive me. For my sins. All my sins. All my lies. My stealing. Fornication. Wickedness. Everything I have done. Have mercy on me. Jesus, forgive me, for I am a sinner. Cleanse me and make me a new person. Right now, speak to God. Tell God, forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tell God right now. God is listening to your prayer. Now lift your hands. Say, Jesus, tonight is my night. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Forgive me. Accept me. Receive me as your child. From tonight, I will follow Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name. My name is Kofi, George, whatever. Say, Jesus, my name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. From tonight, I am born again. From tonight, everybody say, I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God in the name of Jesus. Now lift up only one hand like this, just one hand. Say after me, Satan, listen very carefully. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. Satan, I bind you. Satan, I cast you out. Satan, I destroy you from my life. Go away, devils, Satan, demons, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Lift your two hands now. Father, which art in heaven, say, Father, which art in heaven, receive my soul. Receive my life. I belong to you. I am yours. I will follow you. I will serve you. From tonight, everybody will know that I am a child of God, that I am serving Jesus. Thank you for saving me tonight. I love you. Say, wave your hand like this and say, I love you, Jesus. Say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, we.
Me
ba wa sendia nas. Me ba a sendia no a ewa kava misu. Baby, emoja ni shiye.
Yes.
Ma emoja ane ngo chrome mo. Ma ne ngo chrome unfri me boni ni na. Ma tro. Me nye ma boni. E nye ma maya enye no.
Yes,
we. Humi mobo. Nema wa disi moja. Mane wo grow me ho. Mane tell me ho. Ewa udimu.
Yesu.
Humi mobo. Ne tell me ho. Ewa umoje. Ewa umoje. Afi. Bebe se. Upo udimu. Catch the one say. On chile udimu ewa kong me. Etika se
Yesu
eh. Chile midimu. I won't come with me. She let me do. I won't come with me. And now, me she let me do. But we do. Say Jomo. Say Papinon. Say Mayo. But say Dinisho. Say Yesu. And you. Cause say
Yesu.
And now you pray. Me let me home out. Me try me hundi there. Me try me be there. They say, me, you are what you are. Me, you are what you are. Me, you are what you are.
Yes,
you. Jimmy. So, me, you are. For me, you are what you are. Now, I mean, you are what you are.
Yes,
you are. Me, you are what you are. Jimmy. So, do I admire what you are. Me, you are what you are. So, I will grow me, after my own set, he has to say, Cassa, a free and echo, who upon some, Michu and him, Michichino, Memantamo, Mepamo, a free my bravo, a free echo, Menon Tamate, free my bravo book, free my bravo book, free my bravo book, who said, would you make the end? I say, I was just with him. I was just with him. I feel my own some years. Cause I am Jah or so. And I'm Ray. Me name is Mama Yeshi. Family Yahweh. every nepo my ya body of fro my yo nyanko podia me yo nyame dia me yo nyanko pon eba me nya osef for the baby o na meti wo nyanko pon achi ewa te me dawase ewa te me shi waye se me so wache me na fe ma wo sabe no suye na suye na him me sa any book dey grow any book no any book no him na ka se ewa te me dawase ewa te me shi waye me come for so watch me what will be my fault what am I going to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, it's time for miracles. When we close, there are some people here, God is calling you to serve him. And I want to invite you to come to the side of the stage here.
If
God has called you, you want to go to Bible school, I want to give you a special scholarship here in
Sumo.
Yes. I want to give you a special scholarship. Because God blessed me here in Sumo. And I want to bless some people from Sumo. So if you are here, and you feel that God has also called you to be a servant of God and to be in the ministry of Jesus Christ, as soon as we close, come to the side here and we are going to meet with you. Your life will never be the same. This is my special scholarship and invitation to you here in Suhum. Now, wherever you are, put your hand on any part that is a problem. No one should walk away at this time, please. I'm going to pray with you. And after, I'm going to pray for your finances as well. Jesus. Thank you for today. Move mightily. Mightily. In every life tonight. Wherever you are. Please, no one should move. Nobody should walk. I'm praying now. Respect God, please. Do not move. After you can move, just now I'm praying. Father, thank you for your power that is at work. Every heart disease is being healed now.
Amen.
Heart disease.
Yes.
High blood pressure.
Jesus.
Diabetes.
Jesus' name.
Fever.
Hallelujah.
I rebuke fever.
Now.
Snake bite.
Jesus' name.
Scorpion bite.
Amen.
Spider bite.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Yes.
Back pains.
Jesus.
Waist pain.
Yes.
Pain in the knees.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Receive your healing.
Hallelujah.
Receive your healing.
Amen.
You cannot have a child.
Yes.
Receive your healing.
Hallelujah.
Power.
Yes.
Power.
Yes.
Power.
Yes.
Power.
Power.
Is flowing.
Amen.
Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Naramato
Rabala Kada. Matalabadi
Makatalaba.
Mayandala Baba Hakata.
High condition. High condition.
Yes.
High condition.
Yes.
Be healed.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes.
Ola Katabura. Bring anybody who is falling down, please. Bring them quickly to the front. Oh, yes. Power.
Yes.
Ola, 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 ola. Every headache, continuous headaches, pain,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Anyone with a disease,
yes.
You are afraid of it, because you fear that you can die of it, right now.
Yes.
Receive your healing.
Receive.
I pray for you.
Jesus' name.
I pray for you.
Yes.
To be healed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive healing.
Amen.
Of every life-threatening disease.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, everybody lift your hand like this. And receive healing.
Yes.
Everybody. I'm praying for you now.
Yes.
Whatever wants to kill you.
Yes.
I see something that wants to kill you.
Jesus.
But in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the anointing.
Yes.
By the anointing.
Yes.
By the anointing.
Amen.
I rebuke.
Amen.
The killer.
Yes.
The killer.
Yes.
The killer.
Yes.
The killer.
Yes.
Satan.
Jesus.
Go back.
Jesus.
Go back.
Amen.
Go back.
Oh.
Go back.
Go back.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive your healing right now.
Mande babosata bahandala baba. Ime kapada mayandala baba, mayandala baba, yandala baba, maya mama ya tababa. Imama ya baba ya pata baba ya handala baba. Imamo sandala baba ya mama ya mama handala baba. Imama ya tala baba. Yes.
Now,
oh, yes.
Put your hand on your head. I see evil spirits. This, everybody be careful now. Evil spirits are going to start coming out of people. In the name of Jesus, I command demonic powers, tormenting spirits, wicked spirits.
Yes.
Come out! In the name of Jesus. Come out! Come out! Come out!
Yes!
Kalaba toraba!
Matalaba toraba! Handala!
Tamari balaba!
Yes!
Tamandola mandelebe!
Yes!
Taroba la basandele!
Come
out! Everybody pray, pray, pray!
Matala baba! Maya tababa!
Satan is coming out!
Maya dalababa! Maya dalababa! Imamaya, Mamaya Dalababa, Mayan Dalababa, Dalababa, Mayan Dalababa, Mayan Dalababa, Imamaya Baba, Yababa, Yan Dalaba, Yan Dalababa, Imamaya Dalababa, Baba, 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 Baba. Yes, 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 yes. Imama Yandala Baba, Yanda, Mayandala Baba. Iteriebe, Yeriama, Hosataba. Ikondelia Bohendele Bosa. Imandala Baba, Yanda Bosa, Mayanda Mahata. Ibode, Mayanda Bata Katapata. Imayandala Babosa, Mayandala Baba. Yes.
There are some people here. Demons have entered your life through sexual intercourse.
Professor.
God is setting you free.
Yes. Professor.
Through sexual intercourse.
Jesus.
Fornication. Adultery. Pornography.
Yes.
Lift your hand right now.
Declare.
Every power.
Yes.
That has entered you.
Professor.
By you sleeping with somebody.
Professor.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I arrest that demon.
Yes.
I arrest that demon.
Jesus, man.
And I say, come out.
Yes.
Come out. Come out.
Out.
Come out now.
Out now.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Now.
Be free.
Yes.
It's coming out.
Yes.
It's coming out.
Mandala Baba.
It's coming out.
Mayandala Baba 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 Baba.
It's coming out. Malaka Mayandala
Baba. Yandala Baba.
Everybody pray. Freedom is coming.
Yes, 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 yes.
Freedom is coming.
Yambundala Baba. Freedom. Freedom.
Father, thank you for
thank
your
you,
mighty
Jesus.
Power that is working.
Oh, Jesus.
And
thank
healing.
You.
Jesus, now put your hand you. Where your problem was. If it is your heart, put your hand on your heart. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. Anywhere. Father, thank you for miracles. The lame will walk tonight. The blind will see. The deaf will hear in the name of Jesus. Thank you for miracles and healing to us in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Wherever you are, check yourself right now. Maybe you couldn't walk. Begin to walk. Maybe you couldn't see. Open your eyes. Maybe you had a pain and you see that God has done something.
Yes.
Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, come all the way to me. Come to the front. Come, come. If, how many have been touched by God tonight? Raise your hand like this if God has touched you. Now, if God has touched you, God has healed you, come to the front now. All those who are lying in the front, I will pray for all of them. Before they go back. If God has healed you, God has done something. Lift your hand and come, come. Come. Come to the front. Come. Tonight is the last night. Tonight is the last night. Quickly, wherever you are. God has done something for you. Come, I want to pray with you. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. What Satan thought he can do in your life, God is setting you free. God is setting you free. God is setting you free. If God has healed you, no matter the problem you had, something has happened in your life. Come, because tonight is the last night. And we are praying for everybody. God's power is here. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for your mighty power. So many miracles tonight. Do wonders in our lives. Send a miracle to every house. Bleeding conditions, bleeding. Woman bleeding. Woman bleeding. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Power
to me
in your life. Now, everybody with an idol or a curse in your house, when you go back home today, that is the end of witchcraft in your life. In Jesus' name, you are free from satanic bondages. Lift your hand like this. Let the power of God move in our midst right now.
And fire and terms is here.
Satan's power
to me
is broken right now in Jesus' name. Give thanks to God. I see an idol bowing. I see witchcraft power bowing to the power of God. When you go back to your house, whatever Satan has erected, it is coming down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Evangelist, many miracles tonight. For 3 years, this man has been bent over like this. This is how he was. This is how he's known to be walking.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God touched him when you prayed. And for the first time in 3 years, this is the first time he's standing like this.
Wow.
Bend over.
Give the Lord a clap of
hands. I can see that it's also twisted.
How was it like?
For the past 3 years, I've been bent. I couldn't walk. I couldn't straighten up myself like this.
Wow.
But after the prayers, I could see that I'm not straightened.
Wow. Remember the woman who was bent over for how many years? 18 years.
If you do much.
Give Jesus a clap offering and a shout.
Jesus is here.
Jesus.
The same Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. evangelist, we have a testicular miracle. Yes.
Sebi, she won't have back. He said,
hey. Everybody say,
hey.
Come on, I say, wow.
Wow.
Evangelist, he had surgery in his testicles 17 years ago.
Yeah.
14 years ago. After that, he said, it keeps getting swollen. And a lot of pain when he steps, when he just moves, immediately there is pain.
Now,
evangelist, tonight he was standing there with the pain. And when he said, touch where the pain is and let me pray, he did. Evangelist, the pain has disappeared. What happened?
Since 2007, and I was in operation. Doctors, Dr. Palu, Dr. Che, in the operation. Since then, no, after operation, I feel now,
somebody say breakthrough.
He began to squeeze the thing that when he can't, he's even stepping on the ground was so painful. He said he squeezed it, there was no pain.
Doctor,
what is this? Evangelist, the doctors he mentioned are specialists.
Doctors are born, you know.
And normally, after that surgery, there shouldn't be water collecting again. So he's likely to have had a hydrocele, which became reinfected. Because after that, there is something called marsupialization, which is to prevent. But it failed to prevent that reactive hydrocele. So that is what he was experiencing. With a super added infection. Wow. But the power of God has both healed the infection and the swelling. That is a double miracle we've seen tonight.
Wow. Give the yes. Lord a shout of praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
He's a mighty God.
Evangelist, amazing things are happening in Suhum. This young lady, 6 or 7 months ago, the left side of her face began to swell. This side of her face was swollen and very painful. This is her neighbor. Who testifies to that? She's been to hospital.
Let her take off the mask.
But today, when you prayed, her neighbor said, your face has become normal.
And
then she touched her face. No more pain.
Let the neighbor tell us.
Your neighbor.
Don't give them the mic. Just hold. No. Yes.
Sister, best I was so maybe and soon. Anna, prayers. Eti fi enura eno start say oba aha no kwase bu de na mi hu na kasa no na de ni mu ye fine pa anya say na beti.
Wow, are you healed?
Na mi ti mi fa mi sakra an kwa manim.
Wow,
she couldn't touch her face.
You ban san kwa manim.
I can't even know to
me pa san kwa ya.
Doctor, what is this? Evangelist, this is typically called trigeminal neuralgia. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Yes!
It's a powerful miracle.
Come this way. Father, thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Doctor, what is this?
The power of God is touching lives. This lady has had severe pain in the left ear.
For a week,
evangelist, she could not bear the pain. She came tonight in pain.
Now what you want to me, you saw a yaw in the middle or by and or the a yaw nearby.
But she placed her hand there when you prayed. When you finish praying, the pain she's had is gone.
Take off
your mask so we can see your nice face. What happened to your ear? Is it gone? What was wrong with it?
Edena na yo.
Pa chone ya me ya. Ma be dey go hospital be na eya me ya. Na insu tayes e fim ba. Na ma me dey edo bi gum ma me be si se dia ko.
Wow. Doctor, what is this?
Doctor, we see your dem.
Evangelist, this is typically chronic otitis media. In fact, this is acute otitis media or acute otitis externa. With a bacterial infection, purulent infection. Yes. And medications haven't been able to treat this. And this leads to deafness.
This is a medical doctor.
Well, doctor
is a doctor from Kolebu.
Our free Kolebu.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing.
God is healing.
In Jesus' name.
God is Amen. Healing. Thank you, Jesus.
Give Jesus a shout of praise. Olivia, what is happening?
Olivia, evangelist, 30 years of ulcer. He's had ulcer for 30 years. There were some things he couldn't eat. He came this morning, had his healing. When he went back, he said, give me wache. Because he couldn't eat things like that. No pepper.
He couldn't eat wache.
He couldn't eat wache. He couldn't eat pepper. He couldn't eat plantain. So many things he couldn't eat. He said, I'm going to test this healing. He worked the watch very well.
Wow.
And no pain at all.
Did you eat everything?
What did you do?
We did Bibia.
We did Biache.
We did Biache. We did Mekwache. Oh. We did Brodiache.
Oh.
Butter bread, media, na enye mame bra.
Oh.
Somebody say what? Somebody say
what?
Somebody say
what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say what? Somebody say
what?
Somebody say what? Somebody
say what? Somebody
say what?
Somebody say what? Somebody say what? What a miracle tonight. Father, thank you for your power.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Now, how many believe that the God who is opening eyes can also affect your finances? I want to pray with you a special seed that you are going to plant for your finances. And I believe God with you. A year from now, When anybody sees you,
so bibia hu bia wa,
they will not recognize the level that God has lifted you up to.
Obu timi hunu empempen so Awurade apenye okakotru.
Now, it is important that you sow your seed into a good ground so that it will yield a good fruit.
Now,
it
me also abapa.
Those of you here tonight who believe, I want you to find a very large seed.
20,000, 10,000,
80,000, 100, whatever. And you are going to buy fuel for Healing Jesus Crusade to go to the next town.
You 20,000, 10,000, 50,000. Now you see a frost.
And you are buying petrol.
Now auto fango
to bless Healing Jesus Crusade.
Now Odia Shra, you may
be a great blessing for you.
And you shrak a seer Emma
next year by now.
Now if an
petrol that you bought for the crusade.
Sa fangwa automa crusade, you know.
God will be buying petrol for your new car.
In
Jesus' name. Some of you will be traveling to New York.
When
you get to New York, they ask you, where are you from? You say, I'm from Suhum.
Not Accra, Suhum. Suhum,
New York.
Suhum to New York.
Beautiful. How many believe that God can change your finances? Take out your best seed. And I'm going to pray. And also, if you want to give by Momo, to Healing Jesus campaign. The number will be available. Take out your special offering. Whenever I do this, it means I'm praying for your finances to change. The man who said I couldn't eat wache, was it sugar bread?
Butter bread.
Pepper. Plantain. And pressy. For so long. That means that Satan has attacked him. Oh yes.
Aye.
Whatever the devil has taken away from you financially,
it will
be forced to bring it back. Lift up your special seed. Father, bless Suhum financially. Change everything, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bring this. In front here, come. There is a basket in front here.
Basket.
Walk and put it in. This one is Nante, for those
never
on
batu.
The stage.
Where, yeah, you're walking in a swanny day.
Bidia, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 1 year, this lady has had severe waist pain and pain in her leg. She couldn't walk properly. But tonight, when you pray, Evangelist, the pain is gone. She can walk without pain.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you have a young number in the nine, name which is sending the sissy, and which is sending us off for bomb pie, man, no, yawning in our echo.
Is a pain gone?
A yawn echo.
Patrick. That's a feeling I'm in. I mean, I want, I said, I divish a Mississippi. Menana, I mean to mean to. Menana has his own match, Jeremy. Nana, many to take an army daff and one after the Menana, which you took to South.
Wow. Evangelist, God is healing eye problems. Here.
Eyes.
Come and sow your seed from wherever you are standing. Come, we have not yet closed. Miracles are still happening.
Yes.
Mighty miracles. She could not see.
She couldn't see things far, afar.
Tell us.
Yes, please. I can't see things far away, but from now on, I can see everything far and far and far and far away.
What happened that you can now see things that are far?
When
they ask us to put our hands to wherever that we're feeling pain,
yeah.
I place my hands on my ear, and then I feel like everything is okay now. I can see without the glasses now.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of
praise.
For 2 years, she had back pain. So she came to this place with it. Evangelist, she could not bend, she could not stretch. She would have so much pain, but just now, the pain has disappeared.
Is it true?
It's very true, yes. I was feeling back pain for some years now. It comes and then goes. But as I was coming from home, I was feeling it, but immediately you prayed, and I touch my back, it's gone. I can't feel it again.
Wow.
I hear that.
Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Oh, some can see my Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Pressure
5 years ago. For the past 5 months, she has had severe headaches and neck
pain.
Tonight, when you prayed, she felt her heart beating very fast. She fell down under the power.
She fell down.
When she got up,
sorry free from
headache gone. Neck pain gone.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Everybody blow your trumpet.
Evangelist, this young girl was carrying water and slipped and fell. She landed on her buttocks, still carrying the water. Since then, she's had severe pain, couldn't bend, couldn't squat, and the pain has been severe till tonight when you prayed.
Couldn't bend.
Do
what you couldn't do before.
Wow.
Power of God has healed her. Healings tonight, evangelist. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, he was 13 years when he went to the farm and with his uncle, and he made him climb a coconut tree. Now, I don't know whether whatever happened on the coconut tree, but from that time, he had chest pains, and he could not even touch his own chest.
Yes. Yes.
Let him tell us.
Now, I'm going to 30 years. Maybe I'm going to 20 years. Then I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to
say,
what is this? He climbed a coconut tree and after that what? Your chest.
Oh yes. This is typically traumatic chest pain from musculoskeletal injuries. Yes.
Somebody
a musculoskeletal chest pain. Yes.
Come this way. Thank you, Lord, for your healing in Jesus' name. If you want to give an offering with Momo, Healing Jesus campaign. You want to buy 1 gallon. 2 gallons.
2 gallons.
10 gallons.
10 gallons.
You can give.
Number one,
God bless you. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady has experienced a double miracle. She had high blood pressure and severe chest pain. Also, without her glasses, she couldn't see far. She was having double vision.
But
tonight, when you prayed for her, chest pain is gone. When she takes off her glasses, when she takes off her glasses, she can see clearly. No more double vision.
Wow.
Is it true? Yes.
Can you
see?
Ah, okay.
I'm not going to be here.
She said that when she wears her glasses, even with her glasses, she could see blurred vision. But now after the prayer, without her glasses, she can see clearly.
Can you see me? What do I look like?
It's the same.
Look over
there.
What the same? Same with it here.
She's your mom.
Allergy. He's red.
Allergy.
He's red.
Allergy. What language is that?
Angla.
Angla.
Angla. Ewe.
Is it Ewe?
Yes. Allergy.
Allergy.
You're red.
The allergy.
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 Somebody's allergy. Somebody's allergy. Somebody's allergy.
Double and all that.
The condition is called diplopia, and it's from weakness of the orbital muscles, the lateral medial recti muscles. When they become very weak, you see in twos.
Diplopia.
Diplopia.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Evangelists, the power of God is not only touching people here, but touching them in their homes as well. This lady was believing God for the healing of her baby yesterday. But she ended up receiving a healing yesterday. Her baby was not well. Severe infection. Shivering. But last night when he prayed, she went home and also went and laid hands on her baby. Evangelist, from this morning till now, her baby is well,
wow,
Played, and healed.
This is our 17-year-old
yes.
mother, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Are you still going to school?
I've even completed. I completed this year. BEC.
BEC.
Yes, of course.
Somebody say, of course. Somebody say, yes. Yeah, did it. 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 Asana, 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 Asana. Taremka, 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 Taremka.
Olivia, what is this baby?
Evangelist, she was traumatized at school 2 days ago, and she's been in pain, crying. Evangelist, when you prayed, suddenly all the pain is gone.
Wow.
Totally gone.
Little girl, tell us,
Tell evangelists what happened to you at school.
A boy blows my stomach.
A boy blows your stomach? Sorry. And you were crying. And what has happened to you today?
Then at all.
And the pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
A boy gave her a blow in her stomach 2 days ago, and she has been in pain. Can you imagine the kind of blow for 2 days she has been in pain? What is the name of the boy?
His name is Ransford.
Ransford.
Ransford for you.
Ransford, the next Azuma. The next Azuma.
Evangelist, this lady could not see clearly in her left eye.
Left eye.
It was blurred.
She said,
I think what she was describing as a cataract in the left eye. But tonight.
Cataract.
Yes. She said it was something on
her
eye.
Let her tell
us.
What's
in
her head?
What's in her head?
A cataract. A is cataract.
Let her remove the mask, rather. Bidia, let her remove the mask. She should not hold the microphone.
Mama Enso, Mama Enso.
I send an answer mobile and you are hiding now.
Okay.
In the Vajay, I'm saying. In the Namu from the Nuana Inisu.
Now, a 10 minute studio. It's Umobia.
Can you see me? A soft
folk
She's believing God for healing for her knees.
Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Heal her, Lord Jesus. Amen. Wow.
Everything a double, double.
Healing of the eyes, evangelist.
Eyes.
Painful. And itching sometimes gets red. She's had it for a long time. Tell us.
Glasses. By evangelist Bompire. Okay, if I'm sad to baby, made him sad too many soon. Me too say baby, a family. I feel me by me go be one. To me, baby, I'm in person.
What is this?
She used to rub her eyes with pain. It's typically allergic or venal conjunctivitis. Yes.
Somebody say, hey!
Thank you, Lord, for your power in Jesus' name. Amen. Allergic conjunctivitis. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, 1 year, she's been in pain in the abdomen. Evangelist, after prayer, the thing has vanished totally.
Father, thank you for healing of every sickness, HIV, every curse. Tuberculosis in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
When you cross this line, you are healed.
In
Jesus' name.
Receive your healing. 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 Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Receive your touch.
receive your touch. Receive your healing.